Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Learn to Think Using Thought Experiments, How to Expand Your Mental Horizons, Understand Metacognition, Improve Your Curiosity, and Think Like a Philosopher. Clear Thinking and Fast Action, Book 5. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. Thinking About Thinking. There was a time when mankind knew so much less about the world. We take so much of what's around us as a given, forgetting where it came from. Look around you, and you'll see that almost everything was, at some point, discovered or created by some enterprising or curious human being. The devices you use daily, the symbols making up the language you're reading right now, the mechanics of the electricity powering your home, all the medical marvels that went into keeping you alive and well in this moment. Ignore the fact that someone once had to look at a cow and decide, "I'll try to drink whatever comes out of these pink things." Each of these accomplishments had to be fought for and won, one tiny step at a time. Much of what our modern world is made of comes directly from the diligent effort of people working to understand the universe and create their own inventions. All this scientific and technological progress was made not simply by sheer force of will or strength, but by using the scientific method and seeing the world in a way that prioritizes rational argument founded on sound empirical or logical data. In other words, the experiment is a mental tool so immense, so valuable, and so central to the survival of our species that it's hard to imagine where we'd be without it. It takes us from point A to point B, and it lets us know that we are directly affecting the world we inhabit. Instead of cowering in the face of the unknown, the experiment allows you to systematically and logically ask questions of the world around you and make sense of the answers. It's a tool to gradually pull back ignorance and reveal useful facts and information, unearth new possibilities, or... Chapter 2. The Nature of Uncertainty. Thought alone can take us to new and surprising places. We've seen, with Schrödinger's cat, that thought experiments allow us to grapple with phenomena in the natural world that simply can't be measured in the ordinary ways. Let's now turn to how thought experiments can be used to help us tackle ideas from an entirely different realm of knowledge. What can thought experiments teach us about the nature of reality itself, as well as our ability to access and understand it? The early philosophers didn't take long to paint themselves into a corner. As they used their powers of logic and reasoning to fashion a picture of the world and their place in it, they inevitably came to ask, "What about our thought itself? What are the differences between what we think we know and what we do actually know? And how could we ever measure the distance between the two?" Shadow versus reality. The next thought experiment is again a fictitious, allegorical situation designed to draw attention to the nature of our perception, the ways we can be ignorant and not know it, what it means to be educated, and our own intrinsic capacity for expanding our conscious awareness. The thought experiment is Plato's Allegory of the Cave, and is essentially concerned with a branch of philosophy called epistemology. Very simply, this branch includes those theories and models concerning knowledge of reality itself. What is knowledge, or beliefs, theories, ideas, even truth? Can humans be said to have knowledge? And if so, how? A very simple thought experiment will quickly show you how far... Chapter 3. The Nature of the Infinite. The thought experiments we've considered so far have all allowed us, in one way or another, to access certain realms of thoughts that would be impossible by the ordinary methods. Schrödinger's cat was a way to conduct an experiment and observe the results when one of the variables under examination was observation itself. Same with Einstein and Newton's theories. Plato's cave allegory gave us a metaphor to talk about and conceptualize precisely those things we don't know how to talk about, i.e., what we are ignorant of. The trolley problem let us analyze where our ethics, morals, and values lie. Thought experiments can also help us better grasp other unfathomable concepts like the infinite. In this chapter, we'll let the magic of thought experiments guide us toward a way to comprehend what might be a truly incomprehensible idea, the idea of the infinitely small, of the infinitely big, of things with no end and no beginning, of forever. You might be tempted to simply shrug your shoulders and wonder what the point of trying to understand the infinite is. But again, this book is not about solving any of the paradoxes or puzzles raised by thought experiments. The exercise is not so much in figuring things out, but in using strange and novel problems to sharpen new mental tools that will then be better suited to tackling the smaller problems of everyday life. In that spirit, what can thinking about the infinite teach us? How can we improve our mental agility and flexibility by training it on these seemingly unthinkable thoughts? Chapter 4, The Nature of Existence and Identity. From questions of what we can know as humans and an attempt to measure infinity, we can move on to an equally lofty topic that has similarly engrossed man for ages. Who are we and why are we here? In this chapter, we'll look at those thought experiments that confront the big questions of what constitutes a person, what it means to say that someone is alive and has consciousness, and what our identity is as human beings. What is a thing or person's essence, the one aspect that, if changed, would make them no longer what they are? Are people's identities real, fixed phenomena, or are they more like social constructs or artifacts of language, a common outcome for many thought experiments? It's one of those questions that seems simple on the surface, but can be quite profound when you dig deeper. Who are we really? And what would it take for us to not be that anymore? Perhaps in answering questions of who and what we are, mankind is indirectly asking what we are and ought to do, i.e., what our purpose and function is in life. In the same way we cast our minds out to take in the full possibilities of time and space, we turn inward and try to understand ourselves and our fellow humans. Plank by plank. The thought experiment called Theseus' Ship is a well-known and poignant place to start off our inquiries. Theseus has a ship. For reasons only he understands, he gradually takes it apart day by day, piece by piece. One day, he removes one wooden board. Is the ship still the same ship after he removes this board? Chapter 5, The Nature of Perception. Our final chapter, in a way, brings us to the heart of the deepest value of thought experiment as a sneaky way to delve into how we perceive the world and why. This is the realm of what philosophers call theory of mind. Through what channels do we experience the world, and are we, can we be accurate in our assessment? The thought experiments below attempt to unpack some of these themes by looking closely at what it takes to dismantle all the ordinary perceptive abilities we take for granted, i.e., the ones you've been using all along in reading this book. While they're not wrong, or even necessarily lacking, they can always stand to improve, especially when you take a look at the ways your perception can be bent. While our first chapter was about what can be known and learnt, and the limits of our knowledge, we go a little further in this chapter to try and understand perception, experience, and being in and of itself. As your eyes scan along the letters on this page, a million separate processes are happening. It seems like such a simple thing, to see what you see, to think what you think. But by slowing everything down and taking a microscopic view of things we ordinarily take for granted, we open up new worlds of insight. For example, the entirely new universe of what other people's experiences are like compared to our own. As with all thought experiments, the right kind of question can offer you insights far more valuable than merely having an answer to your question. Do you speak Chinese? Right now, complex questions that arise from developments in machine learning and artificial intelligence have a... This has been Learn to Think Using Thought Experiments, How to Expand Your Mental Horizons, Understand Metacognition, Improve Your Curiosity, and Think Like a Philosopher, Clear Thinking and Fast Action, Book 5, written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Peter Hollins. Production copyright by Peter Hollins. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.